Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Kenny, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too. Nice morning. We expect a nice warm weekend, and it's a firearms deer season, deer hunting season today.
Oh, that's right. Deer season starts this morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great lines to have with venison.
Yes.
Makes my mouth water thinking about venison. I just love venison chili. It is the best. But today we're not going to talk about venison. We're going to talk about Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is a grape type, and everyone has had it, believe it or not, because if you've ever had any sparkling wine, French sparkling wine, that isn't champagne, and most Cremants use quite a bit of Chenin Blanc. Cremant is just a sparkling wine made outside the provinces of Champagne, and there's just tons of really good Cremants, good sparkling wine from France. And like I say, the basis of all of that is Chenin Blanc, because Chenin's a really good Cremants, good sparkling wine from France. And like I say, the basis of all of that is Chenin Blanc, because Chenin Blanc provides sort of a neutral palate to let the winemaker display his skills, the soil, the terroir. And in a very cool area, the wine is juiced but high in acid, and it's a bountiful grape. It produces a ton of juice, and that's one of the reasons it's used in those Cremants. However, in the more northern area, the acidity can be too high and can be a problem. And as I say, it's a real expression of the winemaker's art. The home of Chenin Blanc is the Loire Valley in France. Pardon me. And that is one of the most beautiful areas of France. If you ever get the opportunity, by all means, go to the Loire Valley. It's kind of the area of France where all, when in the age of nobility and that, all of the high nobles had summer places in the Loire Valley. And the tours of those chateaux are worth the trip itself. If they did nothing else but see those chateaux, there's one particular one which incidentally has a noble history with Chenin Blanc called Chenisseau. And Chenisseau is a chateau created over the river. It's just beautiful. Even by today's standards, you could see living in it. It's a livable house, but it's a castle type thing. And I always was fascinated from the first time I visited there over 50 years ago that everything in the kitchen was powered by the river. The kitchen was right over the river, and the current in that river turned the spits and all the things in the kitchen. And this is in the 15th, 16th century, when there wasn't any such thing as automation. So it was very cleverly done. So Chenisseau, put that on your list of places to see someday. It's a beautiful, beautiful castle in the Loire Valley. But today we're talking about castles. We're talking about wine, and we're talking about Chenin Blanc wine. And Chenin Blanc, as I said, is very, very popular. You maybe have heard it called Steen. It's the most planted grape type in all of South Africa. And when you get just a white wine in South Africa, chances are it's Chenin Blanc. Although, as I said, they call it their Steen, S-T-E-E-N. And Steen is a very nice table wine. My personal favorite of these different wines of Chenin Blanc is a wine called Vouvray. And we, for decades at Haskell's, have recommended Chenin Blanc to have with your Thanksgiving meal in the form of Vouvray. Vouvray is a small area in the Loire Valley, and they produce this wonderful Chenin Blanc there that's just a little on the sweet side. It's not cloyingly sweet, etc. In fact, we usually say it's a soft, gentle wine rather than use the word sweet, because a lot of people get turned off by the word sweet. Oh, I don't like sweet wines. Well, it's not really a sweet wine. It's a soft white wine with very little astringency. And those wines of Vouvray are remarkable because they can live a long time, and it's just an incredible thing. As a matter of fact, Chenin Blanc is a great introductory wine if no one has drunk wine before, Fritzy Haskell, who founded Haskell's many, many years ago, always sold people the first bottle of wine was something called Coteau du Lion, L-A-Y-O-N. And that Coteau du Lion, Lion is a river, and Coteau is hillside. The hillside of the river was the name of the wine, Coteau du Lion. And Fritzy would sell that to people, and they'd say, oh, I never liked wine until I had that Coteau du Lion. It's just absolutely delicious. And it was. It was very soft. It was almost, to my palate anyway, too sweet, unlike a Vouvray, which is just a tiny little bit sweet. Coteau du Lion is really a sweeter wine. But Fritzy made hundreds and hundreds of friends by recommending Coteau du Lion. In fact, it's very funny. I remember somebody telling me while the rest of the country was drinking gin fizz, after all, it was just right after Prohibition, Fritzy had them drinking table wine. She was very good at it, and obviously she picked a good wine to start people off with, because in those days, and no one sold any imported wine, Haskell's would sell hundreds of cases of this Coteau du Lion because people enjoyed it. And like I say, it was a good starting wine to enter the world of wines, because it was not bone dry. And today it's almost, as I said, too sweet. But the really good ones are those Vouvrays, are really marvelous. There's a couple that I particularly like. One's called Lely, L-E-S-L-Y-S, and the other one is Voltaire, like the philosopher, Vouvray Voltaire. And I highly recommend that. You know, Thanksgiving isn't that far away, about 3 weeks. And if you want a really wonderful wine that everybody is going to like, have that Vouvray Voltaire, because it goes so well with so many Thanksgiving things. You know, turkey itself is a rather sweet meat, and you have all those other side dishes that you have at Thanksgiving, yams and sweet potatoes covered with marshmallows and things like that. So there's plenty of sweets at the table, and that Coteau du Lion served very cold is just the perfect foil for all of it. Coteau du Lion, as I said, has a very noble history. It one time was very largely planted around the United States, because if you remember drinking something called white Burgundy, you could buy it in a half-gallon jug. Most of that was Chenin Blanc. So like I said, people are not too familiar with Chenin Blanc, but they've really had it very often. And today they're blending different types. In fact, there's another wine called Colombard, French Colombard, which is a derivative of Chenin Blanc. And like I say, the number one wine in all of South Africa is Steen, which is 100% Chenin Blanc. So it really is nice. You know, Chenin Blanc is fairly easy to grow, and that's why I often describe it as a blank palate for an artisan like a good winemaker to take that Chenin Blanc and really make something of it. Pine Ridge Winery out in California makes a Chenin Blanc that they blend with Viognier, so it's Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier, and it is a wonderful table wine, absolutely delicious and so interesting. You know, if you're kind of tired of nothing but Chardonnay, try that Pine Ridge Viognier Chenin Blanc mixture. It's a wonderfully interesting white wine, and like I say, it's a nice change from your regular Chardonnay, and it's because of the Viognier in there, it's quite dry. But as I said, the real star, in my opinion, is Vouvray. Now, you'll hear a lot of wine people who disagree with that, because they think, if you've ever had an Anjou Blanc, and Anjou is that wonderful area, it's also in the Loire Valley, but all of you have had Anjou pears, the pears of Anjou, are just wonderful pears to eat. But they also happen to make some pretty terrific wine. The Rosé d'Anjou was in the days when Matus and Lancers were the most popular rosés. The most popular French rosé was Rosé d'Anjou, rosé from the Anjou area, and it was absolutely delicious. But not a lot of people are familiar with Anjou Blanc. And Anjou Blanc is a terrific dry white wine. Again, 100% Chenin Blanc. And a lot of people in the wine business say that that's the best expression of Chenin Blanc, is the Anjou Blanc. And I'd like to say I disagree with that, because I think it's Vouvray. And Vouvray is an interesting wine. If you pick it late, after there's a little botrytis, it can almost be like a Sauternes, that sweet. And they last forever. I remember once being at a supplier in Vouvray, and he brought out a bottle of Vouvray that was over 100 years old. And my, it was absolutely exquisite. It had become this deep amber color and rich nose, and was decidedly sweet. But what a wonderful experience it is to have that munch on a dried apricot with that 100-year-old Vouvray was a marvelous experience. But the Vouvrays we're really talking about aren't 100 years old. They're just daily table wine Vouvrays. And as I said, the really good one is that Vouvray Voltaire. I highly recommend it served chilled, well chilled, and it'll enhance your Thanksgiving dinner just beautifully. There's no question about it. And like I said, the real expression of an artist, a vigneron, is how he makes a wine. And those wines of Vouvray are generally very, very well thought out and well made by the different winemakers. And the expression of Chenin Blanc and Vouvray is particularly good. And as I said, they have very small yields in Vouvray, unlike when they're growing in parts of South Africa and that, and they need it for blending other things. They grow it, and it's a copious wine. I mean, it produces just liters per hectare, hectoliters per hectare. They can get up to 40 hectoliters per hectare out of straight Chenin Blanc, and the ones in Vouvray maybe get 10 or 15. So it's a big difference when you cut that back. And as I said, Chenin Blanc is kind of a workhorse wine. Even in our country here, for jug wines years ago, it was all because it was a forgiving grape. They plant it and get a huge production, and it always turned out pretty well, and they needed it for the acidity in the those big bulk wines. But today, you don't have to put up with that. You can have these small little Loire Valley wines. Semur is another one, the Côte du Léon, and of course Vouvray. And my two favorite are Semur and Vouvray. Vouvray is a little sweeter than the two. Semur is always finished bone dry, and it's another very good wine from the Loire. In fact, one of these days we'll just discuss nothing but the Loire Valley, the home of the Chenin Blanc, and home particularly of Vouvray. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me when somebody discovers a new wine that they really have never tasted before. And believe me, I think when you give your guests or share with somebody a bottle of Vouvray, you're going to get a lot of oohs and ahs, because it is a very interesting wine that not a lot of people are familiar with and really has a place at the table. It goes so nicely with so many different dishes. And again, try to erase from your mind the fact that I use the word sweet several times to describe it. It is definitely not a sweet wine. It's got a very soft edge, so it isn't real acidic or bitter, but it has that lovely kinks and apple on the nose, and a wonderful finish. It leaves a taste in your mouth that is absolutely delicious. You'll really like it. And of course, as I said, everybody has had some, because if you've had a French sparkling wine, you've had Chenin Blanc, because they use it all over France to help in the blending process, because they, as I said, you can get big quantities out of Chenin Blanc, and not a lot of tasking for the winemaker. And then, of course, in South Africa, the next time you're on a safari or something, I'm sure they'll offer you some Steen. And Steen is nothing but another name for Chenin Blanc in South Africa. So I think there you have it. You can try all of these different Vouvrays at any Haskell store. And, of course, you can pick up a South African Steen, et cetera. We have them all. But I think you'll be real pleased with yourself if you try a Chenin Blanc. It really isn't Grandma or Aunt Nellie's sweet wine. It's a marvelously well-made wine that, as I said, particularly that Vouvray Voltaire, will enhance your Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely, and any questions you can ask any one of the good folks at any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine with food, and best of all, they're going to marry a wine with your food that isn't going to break the bank. They're very conscious of that. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. As a matter of fact, today is the very last day of our fall sale, so stop in and stock up. Oh, I'm sorry, tomorrow is Sunday, is the last day of the sale. But anyhow, there's Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's Haskell's in Faribault, right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. There's Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. Free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, or don't forget, we do deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, thank you so much. Let's talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Thanks.